Hey folks, are you ready?
Wait, my coffee.
What about my porridge?
It's time for breakfast with RGI. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Breakfast with RGI. It is September 19th, and we're winding down slowly but surely to the ending of the month. My name is Abiki Lewis, and in studio with me this morning is none other than Gabriel Atheli and Mistress Bindya Takchandra Vassessor.
Good morning.
I love Bindy's nice little intro while yes. Tree. She comes in with such a voice.
Oh my
Mina
God.
Vicky's.
Yeah. No, your intro with your name and how you come in with good morning.
Oh. Yes.
How are you doing this morning, Vicky?
Oh my God.
I like your hair, Stoosh.
Thank you. I actually woke up late. This morning was a late morning.
Yes. Mm. And how are you doing, Mrs. Atherley?
I am vibing. I'm going all right.
Yeah.
And it's just a wonderful Thursday overall.
It is. And there's a lot of things to be celebrated, like birth anniversary. We've got Trisha Yearwood, the singer. Also the famous Jimmy Fallon, an actor. And Sana Lathan, the American actress. Kavya Madhavan, the Indian actress. And Namitha Pramod, the Indian actress.
You go, girl.
Period. I'm slaying all these names. So our quote of the day is, we are all born ignorant, but one must work hard to remain stupid.
What? No. And nothing.
I love it.
And nothing like me.
Yeah.
Going to agree with this.
You don't agree?
Mm-mm.
I agree.
I agree.
I agree that we're all born a little ignorant because we don't know about every single thing, but it's up to us to want to know certain things, like to learn certain things. And there are people who go out of their way to not learn anything and choose to remain ignorant, which I find kind of funny, because if you don't know something, the best thing to do is to research and look it up.
Wait. Before y'all start, yeah. Right? Let me tell y'all why I do not agree. One must not have to work hard to remain stupid. Right? I do believe this part here. Mm. No, there's some people out there who don't have to work at all to remain stupid.
It comes naturally, right?
There's the reason why I say that I agree with what Biki's saying, but I don't agree with the last part of the explanation. Because as you said, you're born ignorant. Nobody don't know nothing as
Correct.
A baby. You're not baby genius.
Everything is in
babies.
You. Everything is within you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you to bring it out, how you deal with this life, how is it you choose to, you know, put it out there. But you see this last part?
But
I can just take a back seat here.
I like the last part because learning is something that happens without effort.
Yeah.
As a baby, you learn to walk.
Mm-hmm.
As a baby, you learn to talk. You as you grow, you learn things without even trying.
Yeah.
So the mere fact that you stupid in 2024 about certain topics, about certain things that are happening in society that you are supposed to be learning as it is happening in your life, does the hard work right there. Because you're refusing to learn.
That is so true.
I'm telling you something.
Yeah.
Y'all might not agree with me right now, right? But you know, for some people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some it is part of their culture that stupid is not really a bad word. I just put that out there, right? No, but back to this whole quote, right? When I say there are some people that don't have to place any effort in being stupid, I mean it because I've seen it, right? I mean, they putting in the heart. I mean, they making it, as you were explaining just now, Gabby, right? I mean, they make it sound like if it's a hard task to learn.
Yeah.
But it's the other way around. They make it like so complicated when it comes to certain things. And the ability to be stupid, somebody can see you sitting there. And then they ask, what are you doing?
Clearly, you're not doing anything, but they still pose to ask the question.
Or somebody gonna ask you, they know it's lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
You want food?
Yes, it's lunch. Yeah, you understand? So I get exactly where you're coming from. And the first embody who always travel with public transportation every single morning, you kind of question if these people actually go through their handouts, well, the books, learn the five C's or the six C's. It's like really fascinating. But on that note, we've got to wrap this segment up, and we've got Hollywood Mashup 2022 coming right up.
Drink Pepsi Black for max taste. No sugar. Pepsi Black time, 6 hours 5.
RGI's Song of the Day.
You and I, don't say goodbye. All we need is one night in Dubai.
Wholesale Depot, we offer a wide range of Indian spices in both retail and wholesale quantities, such as whole cumin seeds or jeera, clove, whole and ground cinnamon, whole fenugreek, whole yellow mustard seeds, star aniseed, ginger powder, turmeric powder, black cumin seeds, whole cardamom, fennel seeds, whole coriander seeds, stick cinnamon, and much more. Available in 55 pounds bag. Visit us at Lot 431, Block 19, Line Path, Kariviton, Burbies. Call us on 652-1821 or 655-0123. We deliver all wholesale products countrywide. A.N. Habib and Wholesale Depot, adding a little spice to your life.
Get ready, cricket fans! Television Guyana is your home for all the action-packed excitement of CPL 2024. We're bringing you live coverage of every thrilling match, right from the heart of the Caribbean.
Don't miss a single moment as your favorite teams battle it out for glory. Whether you're cheering for the Warriors, Patriots, or any of the other incredible teams, we've got you covered.
And hey, business owners, want to reach thousands of passionate fans tuning in from across Guyana? Contact our marketing department today to find out how you can advertise your brand during our CPL coverage. The numbers to call are 231-0544 or 223-7230.
Or you can email us at marketing@guyanatimesgy.com.
Oh, smacked! That is huge! First six, and it's an upper decker.
Join us for non-stop cricket action, expert analysis, and the electrifying atmosphere only CPL can deliver. It's all happening live on Television Guyana.
Don't miss a single six or wicket. CPL 2024 live on Television Guyana. Cricket played louder.
Television Guyana, your home for cricket excitement.
It's how we play.
Yeah.
An essential part of growing your brand involves gaining the trust of your customers. One of the best ways to do so as a manufacturer is to get your product certified by the GNBS Made in Guyana Standards Mark. The GNBS time is 6 hours 10.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And we are back with you on the 895. Well, we've got some sad news coming from CNN Entertainment Watch. So James Earl Jones, the iconic actor and memorable voice of Darth Vader and Mufasa, died at 93. Kind of sad.
It was a blow for me,
mm-hmm.
because I am such a fan of the works that he did. Mm. Like, outside of acting, he did a lot of, like, musical pieces that I don't think people know that he did Broadway for a little bit. And the bass in his voice is not just memorable in terms of like Hollywood and movies, but in musicals and even simple things like quotes and radio as well.
Yeah, he has an amazing voice. So you can't think of James Earl Jones without hearing his voice. That booming basso profundo conveying instant dignity or menace with Jones' signature instrument. It brought power to all his stage and movie roles, most indelibly as Darth Vader in Star Wars and Mufasa in Lion King. So that remarkable voice is just one of many things the world will miss about the beloved actor who died, according to his agent. He was 93 at the time. Jones was surrounded by his family when he died. The representative said, no cause of death was shared. From the gentle wisdom of Mufasa to the menacing threat of Darth Vader, James Earl Jones gave voice to some of the greatest characters in cinematic history, said Bob Iger, chief executive officer of the Walt Disney Company. And I find it so peaceful when you would have done what you had to do in, you know, while you were alive, and then you had that sort of innocent death. In terms of, he died really calmly, really well, with his family around him. And that is so important, because many a times people pass away in a very crucial state, either accident. So having to pass away with, you know, people around you that love you, I think that is such a remarkable moment.
Yeah, I love that you bring that up, because a lot of people don't realize that you need to be grateful for your life every day, but you also have to hope for the best in death.
And I know in conversations like these, people would say, you know, there are some sarcastic people out there who would say, people are dying every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody died, somebody that touched so many lives die, it is, you know, it is like a family member, because you grew up hearing this about this person, having them around, not in your presence, but of course on your television, on the radio, or somewhere or the other that can just touch you. And this man had a career span of approximately 60 years.
Yes.
That generations upon generations are definitely touched by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his passing made me remember when Betty White passed away.
Ooh.
These are persons who were in Hollywood all these decades, putting in the work. And it's just miraculous to see that at 93 years old, Mr. Jones, he is one of those people who a lot of persons are saying is gone too soon at 93. And if that is not a legacy that I like to follow, I don't know.
Yeah, and the thing is, he might have died, but his work still live on. His legacy still lives. So Jones was born in 1933 in Mississippi. His father, Robert Earl Jones, left the family before James was born to become an actor in New York and Hollywood, working with playwright Langston Hughes and eventually earning supporting roles in hit movies, including The Sting. So Jones' family moved from Mississippi to Michigan when he was 5, a traumatic upheaval that caused him to develop a stutter. His fear of speaking rendered him almost mute until he got into high school, where a poetry teacher helped him overcome his disability by encouraging him to read his poems. And that is so beautiful. Listen, as somebody who stutters too, like, listen, it means a lot, because we see somebody but we don't know their story. And of course he had his individual struggles, but he overcame those. And this is such a beauty, man. Like, he's an inspiring person, and I hope that what he did eventually inspires young persons also, and even old people too, because hey, he lives on, he lives. So Jones, well, he studied drama at the University of Michigan, served as an Army Ranger, and then moved to New York, where he soon landed lead roles in Shakespeare and all of that. This man was a great man. But on that note, we gotta wrap this segment up. May his soul rest in peace, and listen, check him out.
The time is now 6 hours 15. Coming to you with the compliments of Sally's Boutique, the new home of Clark's.
Guyana Times. For stories that impact you in print, online, and on your mobile device.
For last night's scores and tomorrow's weather. For the latest in business and what's current in culture.
We're who you can count on for news and information. And it's what we deliver every day.
To advertise with us, contact our marketing department on telephone numbers 231-0544 or 223-7230 or email us at marketing@guyanatimesgy.com for more information on affordable packages.
Guyana Times, the beacon of truth.
I don't know what to do about these mosquitoes anymore. With all the dengue fever and malaria they're carrying.
Use Mozzipel insect repellent.
What?
Rub on Mozzipel insect repellent. It keeps insects away for 8 hours, so you don't have to worry about those deadly diseases or that confusion with mosquito nets and coils. Plus, Mozzipel insect repellent has aloe vera and vitamin E, so it softens and heals skin while protecting you.
Mozzipel insect repellent?
With aloe vera and vitamin E, the safe way to keep insects away.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And we're back with you on the 895, and it's time for This Day in History. And on 1854, Henry Meyer patents a sleeping rail car.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Sleeping rail car. Listen,
it sounds like a big move for transportation. And so, you know, with that in mind, I hope that whoever got the opportunity to use rail cars like that, good luck to you and whatever it developed into.
I love to sleep. That's all I could sleep. I love to sleep.
Me too. I do enjoy sleeping also.
Well, guess what happened on today in history on this day as well? Well, today we have The Adventures of Superman that was released way back in 1952. Do y'all love Superman?
Henry Cavill, yes.
Not oh Henry, my God. No, Tom. Tom Welling, I think.
Ooh, I remember
from
him.
From
that was
series?
In the 2000s.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Oh. Smallville.
Smallville.
Yes, yes.
Listen,
he's Superman. A cutie.
I still believe the real Superman is Henry Cavill, and he should be the only Superman.
I don't know. Somebody save me.
Correct.
For his money. But guess what? This was the first television series featuring Superman. That is the one that is called Adventures of Superman. The series was syndicated rather than being tied to a network. So that means it could have been shown on any station because it was like privately produced. The first run episode was broadcast on April 28th, but of course it was only a matter of time before the full season was released on the 17th of September. So at this point, everybody was already seeing like small clips of the episodes. And on the 17th of September, 1952, they released the first episode of the full series. So shout out to all you Superman fans. I hope that you take the opportunity. I don't know if you can still find it, but take the opportunity to look up this old series and compare it to how the new one is.
Gosh, anyway. I still love Henry Cavill. He's now my baby daddy. Well, just kidding. Just kidding. I don't know if they already had their child, but I know that they were due anytime soon. Well, we're moving on this day. Guess what happened? Y'all ever heard about Goodfellas?
No. Ooh. Never heard of them.
But yeah, very young. But
yeah,
Goodfellas was actually released on this day in the year 1990. Now, Goodfellas talks about criminals, right? And just in case if you're wondering if it's a good film to watch, then I'll tell you this much. This is one of the films I actually sat and watched with my brother and enjoyed it. It was directed by Martin Scorsese, and the thing about it, this was his like starting point of his career where you know, he had a breakthrough. Even though they barely made half of the not half, but they actually went on to double the budget, right, at the box office, and it was just created on a budget of $25 million. But this movie was actually why did I say actionately? Now there's a big laugh about the word actionately. It is not a real word. It is a word that we would laugh sometimes saying. You know, it's a makeup word. And I was just thinking about the person in my mind. I have to give my sisters that joke because it's an inside joke. But I was just going to say the word actually, you see. That's why I don't... It does not pay off to have inside jokes, right? Now, the movie was nominated for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director. Like I mentioned earlier, that this was a breakthrough for him. It actually won Best Supporting Actor, and the film also won 5 awards from the British Academy of Film and Television Arts, including Best Film and Best Director, so both in America and England, right? And it was named the year's best film by various critics group. Now, it was widely regarded as one of the greatest films ever made, particularly in the gangster genre. Right? So y'all could see why I would love this movie.
Yeah.
Because sometimes every good girl like
a bad guy. Listen, that definitely, I never watched it, but it came up in conversation after I watched the movie The Godfather. Then is when it actually was brought to my attention at that point.
All right. Yeah. And also on this day in history for all the cricket fans, 2007, MS Dhoni named as captain of the Indian cricket team for the first time for the ICC World 2020.
I actually love MS Dhoni. He's one of my favorite Indian cricketer.
Yeah.
And to this date, I look up to him. Why? Because you know that there's a movie that was made after him, MS Dhoni, and the guy that died in that movie, like, he was one of my favorite. No, he didn't die in the movie. The guy that starred the movie, he's now dead, and he's actually one of my most favorite actors of all time.
I see.
So Sushant Singh Rajput. A full combination for you watching this movie, favorite cricketer and actor.
Yes, I love.
And all in one. So Mahendra Singh Dhoni, born July 1981, is an Indian professional cricketer who plays as a right-handed batter and a wicketkeeper, widely regarded as one of the most prolific wicketkeepers, batsmen, and captain. He represented the Indian cricket team and was a captain of the sideline in limited overs format from 2007 to 2017. So give it up for MS Dhoni. So in 2007, he became the captain of the ODI side before taking over in all formats by 2008. Dhoni retired from Test cricket in 2014, but continued playing in limited overs cricket till 2019. He has scored 17,266 runs in international cricket, including 10,000 plus runs at an average of more than 50 in ODIs. Talk about numbers. This man, he's amazing.
We love cricketers who do the most. And we know that we got a season now where, you know, people are outperforming themselves. And I know that for many of them, he would have been an example.
Of course.
Love that man. And my favorite, well, I wouldn't say my favorite after him, but another person I absolutely love from the Indian cricket team would be Yuvraj Singh.
Fair enough.
Yes. We're moving on, though. We're moving on to what happened on this day in the year 2011, where Ashton Kutcher debuts on 2 and a Half Men, replacing Charlie Sheen. How y'all feel about this?
I loved it. I loved the replacement. Okay, okay. I loved who they chose to replace him. What I didn't love was the writing. Mm. But other than that, it was a useful and sensible change for the show.
I would have checked the ratings after he would have left, and it just went down.
Yeah.
It just went down.
I think they use a lot of... I mean, the ratings were up, mm-hmm. one, because people love Charlie Sheen.
Correct.
But from a production standpoint, having him on the show was a risk. Yeah, it was a risk. Mm. It would have continued being a liability because as high as the ratings were, they were spending money. Mm-hmm. And he was not, like, you know, giving them that support they needed as a main character.
So why I'm smiling, right, is because usually I would go through like facts about these movies and shows, mm-hmm. and so forth, right? And I just came across this one here on Instagram where a girl lost John Cryer because she dated Charlie Sheen.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Wow. What a fact alert today.
And there was a whole bet about it on, mm-hmm. Instagram. Like, where people, you know, they you know, there's this saying, I could put my hand on a block, mm-hmm, and this is not,
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit. But there's definitely something in the code of friends and relationships,
uh-huh.
that talks about not dating your friends' exes. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes friends and exes can actually be a great fit. That was a situation that certainly comes up every now and again. You know, you gotta think about it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I know there are people out there who would,
mm-hmm.
do it without a second thought. Be proud to say it just happened.
I know. But also, on this day in history, RuPaul, mm-hmm. let me correct myself.
Yes, RuPaul.
RuPaul has the most Emmys of any black performer after winning Outstanding Competition Series. Now, if you don't know who RuPaul is, you're living under a rock. He is an iconic, I think he dabbles in fashion also. He has his own show. He got everything going for him.
Definitely. The thing with RuPaul is that, mm-hmm. he started in such a sheltered aspect of entertainment, mm-hmm. and he developed his own niche in drag racing. So that's what he's best known for. So if you get the opportunity, you can check out RuPaul's Drag Race. But this is where we must wrap up today's episode. Well, not the episode, but today's segment. Yeah. And of course, we've got lots more when we return.
ऐसे जन्नत में रहती है दिखती है सबको ऐसे जैसे सबको वो सहती है पर गुस्से में जब आए और आंखें वो दिखलाए लड़ते लड़ते गलती से मुस्काए माय दिल गोज Makeup on, it's Friday night and I won't be long till I
can be a lucky winner too. Play any of our Bellling or Clover Chance games for your chance to be the next jackpot winner. Visit any of our agents or www.superbet.gy to start winning today. Superbet, your best bet. Must be 18 years and older. Terms and conditions apply. Play responsibly.
Need motor oil? Think Ultra Lubricants. Available nationwide. ISG time, 6 hours 30.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
We are back with you right here on the 895. And when you see Gabby smiling, when you see she with a smirk on your face, well, y'all can't see she, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell
I'm
you.
Telling y'all.
Yeah.
I know you. This is one that something we really, really got to go around this table to know if it's right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes. I'm a 28-year-old guy and I recently got promoted at work. One of my closest friends who has the same job title was passed over for the promotion. And now he's been acting distant. I've tried to be supportive and even offered to help him with his work, but he just seems bitter. Last week, he made a snarky comment in front of our other friends, suggesting I didn't deserve the promotion. I didn't respond, but it hurt. Now I'm wondering if I should confront him or just let it go. My other friends think I should just let it go.
Just let it go?
Right or wrong?
His friends are right at telling him, just let it go. You know why? Sometimes you just have to silent people. Or you know there's this saying, let sleeping dogs lie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have to silent people.
Okay. I get you.
I get that.
I'll be honest. I think that they should confront them. Mind you, I would not do this. But
who's this?
I'll be honest. I would not confront them. But I think the right thing to do is address the situation. Because we don't really know what's really going on. And if my friend has a promotion and I don't, first of all, I would feel happy for them. But at the end of the day, we're human beings. And if you see your friend get promoted, you might feel like, man, it's a missed opportunity for me. But don't dwell on that you didn't get promoted. You just work hard enough for what you want. And your boss would surely see that you're doing something good and promote you also. So don't look at your friend being promoted and just distance yourself from them. It tells me that you were never their friend. Because if your friend has a win, you're supposed to celebrate that with them.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be envious. And even if you feel less of, just work hard. Do things to produce results so that your boss can see that you're doing things also that deserves a promotion. So don't hate on your friend. Be there. And if you feel some type of way, just be honest. Like, hear what? You get promoted. I feel a little way, but I'm happy for you, but I'm trying my best to overcome this feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's like if we just given that person, a bit of person, this advice, right? But sometimes, like to the person who got promoted, the best way to do is to ignore it, right? Just act professional and don't let it bother you. Because at the ending of the day, what do you have to lose? You are already promoted, right? It's up to that person to be bitter or sweet. And you allow them to be bitter by themselves. Don't let them bitterness come over on your end.
Fair enough, right? But and the thing is, I wholly agree with the two of you on both aspects of it. But I believe that, as Abiki said, if you're my friend, you would have been happy for me. Even if you feel a way, we could have communicated about it. What is rubbing me the wrong way is that he is to mention something in front of the other friends. And it made, you know, that person who's writing in feel as though they should not have gotten the promotion. Instantly, I would have sorted that person out.
Yeah.
It's either that or I give it 3 shots. I give everything in my life.
3 shots.
3 shots. 3 strikes and you're out. You understand?
Yeah,
so I would have ignored that the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The second time when it comes up, I'm going to mention it. And the third time, you're catching it hard, whoever around.
Mm-hmm.
Go hear the response that I have for you.
Right.
Because what that showed me, or what it made me, you know, come up with in my little mind, because everybody might not get the same thing. But if that friend feels comfortable enough to mention something in front of other people that makes you look bad for getting your promotion, that is talking behind your back.
Yeah.
That friend, I'm going to use uplifted commas for that word, is speaking what they mention in front of those other friends to those other friends behind your back. And with that, I think it's time for you to put your foot down and stop the madness.
Because it not only stops there, but he's just going to find other people to relate this same story to. And just tarnishing your reputation.
And they're going to use the situation where the other persons were wrong as, you know, yeah, I tell you this to your face.
But the thing about it, even though he is saying that, okay, Gabby didn't deserve this. I'm just using your name, right? Because it's easier. We don't have any male here in the studio. But okay, say I'm just saying to my friend now, my other friends, Gabby didn't deserve this promotion, right? But Gabby got the promotion. Gabby is still earning more than I'm earning, right? So Gabby now needs to think, okay, even though he's talking about it, it means that it's bothering him. What if he was in my place? He would have been celebrating. He would have been happy, right? And for me, I would have just let it go. Because I know for a fact that it's not hurting me in any way.
Yeah.
As in, it's not taking out bread out of my mouth in any way.
But you see, this is the thing with me, right? I look at office politics. Because that's something important. As much as it's not taking out bread out of your mouth, him being promoted after the two of them had the same title means that he is now his superior. And if he is back talking and saying all these terrible things to the other people around, that is going to cause an issue when it comes to respect. And I've seen this in multiple workplaces. Whether the person deserves the promotion or not, as long as you have this bad seed who is spreading things and making life difficult for this new person in this new position, you can never have a properly functioning workplace.
Yeah.
Because the disrespect would grow from one person to another person to another person to another person. And next thing you know, you are looking bad in your newly promoted position because nobody is listening to you. So it might not take bread out your mouth in that instant with that first offense, as I would call it. But eventually, small things like that would build up. And it would cause a disrespect. And that is why I would say, you know, give it three chances. And then nip it in the bud at that point. Because you can now say that two times this person did this and you set a boundary and they crossed it a third time.
All right. So we're heading to our Facebook page with some comments. So we got Rebecca Hamilton saying that, nah, let it go. His loss. He was not a true friend to begin with. And this is what Bindi was saying. And then we got Asif Saheed saying, address it with them. Let them know you worked hard for your promotion and you understand their frustration, but this should not affect your relationship with them. If anything changes, then you should question yourself. Are you really a true friend? Move on. You see, and there's a thing too, like, if I have a friend, I would try my best to support that friend. And if she or he get promoted and I want that for myself, I'll just do more, do
you
extra.
You know, it don't always happen that way, right?
Realistically speaking,
we could be family. We could be family. And if somebody feels jealous, it is only natural because they're human, right? But not everything that bothers you, you have to address.
Correct.
Because you just stoop into their level. Right? Sometimes you just have to leave people. Let them talk. Leave them. Because, you know, there are some workplaces where people go around and talk every single day to bring your name down. And if you keep bothering with them, they know that you're giving them attention.
Correct.
They're getting the attention they're looking for. She just let it go.
So true. And then we got Dolls James saying, when you're employed by an organization or company, you're there to do what your job requires of you, not to make friends. Don't let your bitter colleague get to you, because clearly he's not a good or true friend. Certainly not your cheerleader. Focus on what you're employed to do and be that person who's willing to extend a hand to someone who works honestly, devotedly, with diligence and dedication.
Wow. I love that one. I actually love that one. Know your difference between your friends and your colleagues. There are colleagues who turn into really, really, really good friends. And I have a few of those. But mm-hmm. when it comes to people who are going to fake being your friend in the workplace just so that, you know, and when mm-hmm. small issues like this hey, yeah, come up as an issue, yeah, I agree with that commenter. Kudos to you, commenter.
Yeah, and we got Amina Passad saying, I would say I worked very hard for this promotion and I truly believe I deserve it as much as the person saying otherwise. Just know who your friends are, because friends can post to be many things in front of your face mm-hmm. and behind your back talk a set of things about you. So yeah, people got a lot of things to say and I have to agree, because if I trust you as a friend, I expect that trust back and that respect. But on that note, we've got to wrap this segment up, and we would have concluded that, hear what, this friend is wrong, right? And we've got the English Hindi mix mashup 2024.
Instant full cream milk powder is made from pure, fresh, pasteurized cow milk of the highest quality. It is a delicious and nutritious drink, ideal for the entire family and safe to use for babies 6 months and older. Sona Instant full cream milk is rich in protein, calcium, zinc, vitamins A and D3. Solely distributed by A.N. Habib Supermarket and Wholesale Depot. Lot 431, Block 19, Line Path, Caribbean, Burbies. Call us on 652-1821 or 655-0123. Sona Full Cream Milk Powder. Delicious with every sip. Not recommended for infants under 6 months.
Would you be missing the party this weekend because of that nagging cold and cough?
Boost your body's immunity now by taking Feral Compound, a combination of vitamins and minerals to fight off coughs and colds so you can be the life of the party again. Don't be restricted by those nagging coughs and cold. Take Feral today and enjoy the little joys of life. Feral Compound is for adults and children 14 years and older, distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
We're back with you right here on the 895, and I'm not sure if you got that piece I just said there, but we were arguing about when Christmas should really be here, and I do believe that Christmas starts from the time we hit July. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could come for me, right? Because when I get my own house, mm-hmm. I'm not ashamed to say I do not live in my own house right now, but when I get my own house, my Christmas tree going in a corner, mm-hmm. and it shall not move from that corner.
You know, Mindy, now that you mentioned that, you know, last year on TikTok, it was a trend to have your Christmas tree up all year, and you decorated for Valentine's, Easter, and
that. Me and Dan, there's going to be a door right there. So I'm just going to lock the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And leave it right there. And then it's going to be opened up when it's Christmas again. Why? Now you're all going to dress a whole Christmas tree again. I love Christmas. And yeah, we're going to be talking about Christmas. On what aspect?
Movies. Right, movies.
Yes.
And first on the list, we got Bet. So this will be released December 5th. Got the cast, Chyna and McLean. Oh my God, I love her. I love her dearly. We got Romeo Miller, Richard Pryor, and so much more. So this movie is basically a reimagining of the 1985 comedy classic Brewster's Millions, starring the late Richard Pryor, that follows Morgan Brewster as she embarks on a unique and challenging journey of delightful chaos to inherit her uncle Montgomery's fortune before Christmas. Along the way, she discovers the true meaning of love, faith, and family through the act of giving rather than receiving.
That sounds so fun to watch.
Yes.
Continuing on that note, we've got from the Great American Family, Christmas by Candlelight. Now, this particular one is where Juliet pitches Christmas candles to her boss to earn a promotion and enlist the help of a candle store owner who refuses at first, but reluctantly agrees when he realizes the money will help make his daughter's Christmas wish come true. Mm-hmm. So check out Christmas by Candlelight.
Okay. No, I don't know why I get in Hallmark vibes from this next one, but I'm looking at one that's called A Christmas Castle Proposal. And no, it's not going to be a random girl reaching up a man for a first time, but they haven't announced the premiere date as yet, but this one stars Rhiannon Fish and Michelle Barkey. And Olivia, a commoner, travels with Prince Alexander to his family's magical palace, Torrevieja, so their families can spend the first Christmas together. And the couple's plan for an enchanted Christmas are threatened by comedic mishaps caused by cultural differences between the families. It somewhat feels like one of those
cliche, oh my God.
Well, one of those Hallmark movies that would have a happily ever after. And I can't just wait to see this one.
All right, so next on the list, we got Christmas in Scotland. And this is, the date is yet to be determined, but this is about a New York installation designer helps a small Scottish community create a dazzling light display to win Best Christmas Village Festival. The designer is forced to work with a wealthy heir who doesn't like Christmas, though feelings may change if the pair succeeds in creating joy for the community. And I don't want to sound like a hater, I really don't, but I am tired of this mushy mushy cliche kind of vibe. Like, we already know the plot of the story was gonna happen. It's like already predetermined.
But you know, Christmas is the mushy mushy time of year.
I know.
You might get the same story
retold
differently, different character names. And I think it's really just to put people in that
in the mood,
man.
Right.
And if you're thinking about a mood at Christmas, The mood I like to be in is a traveling mood, okay? Mm-hmm. Ticket prices is below. People don't really be around hotels, got a home with the family. Yeah. And this is something that we got, or we will be getting, from A Christmas Less Traveled. Now, that premiere date is also to be determined, and it stars Candace Cameron Bure and Eric Johnson. So it goes, a local business owner finds an audio cassette in the player of her recently departed dad's classic red truck. Mm. The message instructs Desi to go on a holiday road trip down memory lane where she meets a man who needs her help and who offers help in return.
See, I like that's that. Like a next Hallmark vibe I get in here.
Listen, all this is in the spirit of love, man.
Yes. And if we'll follow on that same thread, there is one called A Cinderella Christmas Ball, where the premiere date is still yet to be announced. And this one is where Danica McKellar and Oliver Rice teaming up. And here now, with only the internet, a plane ticket, and a lifelong determination to find her bored family, Chelsea travels to Royal Hamlet, Haven-shire at Christmas. And she's going to meet a prince, and she's going to teach that stubborn prince how to dance.
Yeah.
Yes, and looks to be in the perfect place when the bell toll Christmas Eve. So,
I love Christmas
movies. Yeah, and I think the best time to watch these movies is especially on a rainy day with a hot cup of cocoa, nice marshmallows on top.
Erna.
Look at how cozy.
Erna. Erna.
Yes, let's hear.
Not me and cocoa.
Why?
Is me ginger beer for me.
Okay.
To each his own.
All right. And the next one, it's Coupled for Christmas. So two heartbroken strangers pretend to be dating others to win the affection of their true soulmates. And I really love this trope, like pretend to be dating then eventually falling in love. Oh, I love it, love it, love it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Like, this movie I watched the other day, I saw pieces of it on TikTok and I had to go watch the entire movie. Anyone But You.
Yes. That's really
that's
nice.
That's on the same storyline.
Yes, it is.
It's lovely.
Well, listen, speaking of lines and stories, let's talk about the fabric of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And this one here it's a bit different, but it's quite similar to the same love and feeling of love during Christmas. It simply goes, firefighter Liam and quilting teacher Amy come together to make the perfect quilt for Liam's sister's Christmas wedding. Two headstrong people discover the importance of putting personal differences aside to create what is most important at Christmas. Now, I love this because quilting ain't easy. So I could imagine the frustration they'll be going through to complete this in time for a wedding. This hot.
Whoa, you want to hear another hot one?
Yeah.
Get Him Back for Christmas. All right. Bella made it big in music. Jack stayed behind in his hometown working at the Salvation Army to help his family after his dad passes. Now Bella returns home after a heartbreaking split with her chart-topping singing partner and asks Jack to write the perfect song to get her boyfriend back. Now Carlos wrote and performs an original song, Get Him Back for Christmas, performed for the film at AT&T Stadium.
This one sounds nice.
I do not understand why I thinking that Carlos and Bella will end up together.
I feel as that too, you know. Because if this man gotta perform this let me see.
The thing about it is that whenever I read like the summary or whenever I read like little layouts of movies that are not premiered as yet, I somewhat predict what's going to happen. And if that does not happen, I get disappointed.
Oh. Anyway.
But Team Carlos.
We've got Home Sweet Christmas. So, two former childhood friends reunite after a beloved family member passes, leaving the future of his magical maple sugar farm in their hands. And I'm thinking this scene is set in Canada.
The maple alone.
Yes. Yes. So I think this would be an amazing film to sit and watch. It would definitely be charming. And if you want, you know, when Christmas comes, hey, this is a film for you.
Mm-hmm. You know why I would forever love Home Alone?
A classic, might I say.
Because that's one of, like, the set of series mm-hmm. you're talking about, right? Those are, like, the best films to depict the true meaning of Christmas. Mm-hmm. I stopped believing this whole falling in love thing during Christmas time. That thing don't work. That thing don't work.
It's working well, some people. Listen,
I fell in love at Christmas and I got married on Christmas Eve, so to each their own. But at this point, we are going to wrap up the segment for today. And of mm-hmm. course, we've got lots more in store for you right here on Breakfast with RGI.
शील का तू मंगले दारी
Hi there, chicken lovers. Craving for the biggest and juiciest chicken sandwich in Guyana? Come to Royal Castle and grab a castle box. Get a majestic chicken sandwich, a one-piece chicken thigh, one side, and a refreshing Coca-Cola drink. It's a bellyful meal, flavored down to the bone. Royal Castle time, 6 hours 55.
She be too thick and my friends are all annoying. We go down here, we go stupid. There's the 10K on the table just so we can be secluded.
I'm the bad guy.
Are you bothered by mosquitoes, ticks, sandflies, fleas, and other biting insects? Simply shoo them away. Shoo is a clear, liquid insect repellent with a pleasant fragrance and a potent active ingredient that's effective against mosquitoes and all other biting insects. No need for toxic sprays and frustrating swatters. Rub on or spray Shoo insect repellent and enjoy instant relief and protect yourself against the dengue fever. Distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And we are back with you on the 895, and it is time for Fact or Fiction. Ready, girls?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So humans have an extra set of ribs compared to other mammals. Fact or fiction?
Man, this thing hard.
Person on the block.
Yeah, I'll say that is a fact.
I'd say it's fiction.
Fictional. So humans typically have 12 pairs of ribs, which is similar to many other mammals. Some species like snakes have more, while others may have fewer. But humans do not have an extra set compared to most mammals.
Okay.
The second one, humans mm-hmm. are born with all muscle fibers they will ever have. Humans
no.
are born with all muscle fibers they will ever have.
I said that's fictional.
No muscle fibers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I can agree with Bindi. It's fictional.
It is a fact. So humans
don't
are
agree with me next time.
No, but I need to hear how this is a fact.
Humans are born with a fixed number of muscle fibers. As we grow and train, the fibers increase in size, but the number remains the same throughout our entire lives.
Fair enough.
So the average human body has about 5 liters of blood. Fact or fiction?
5 liters?
You think it's more or less?
Wow. Listen. I think it's way more.
Okay.
I think it's way more.
I hope you're not Googling.
No, I'm not. I'm just checking the time. Because I want to see how much time I have so I can think.
You know what? I can say that it's fictional. Wait, a liter blood is what you give when you give blood, right? Is it a liter? Oh my. You know what? I'm going to just stick with fiction. I didn't even try to explain it. Fiction. Yeah.
What you say, Bindi?
5 liter. Mm-hmm. It depends on who. I think I have 5 liters of blood. So it's fiction.
It is a fact. So an adult human body contains approximately 5 liters or 10 pints of blood. Though this can vary slightly depending on factors like body size and health, blood is essentially for transporting oxygen and nutrients throughout the body. So at least there's 5 liters of blood.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys did. What happened today, man?
No, I think because I'm now saying if I got 5 liters of blood, I got Coca-Cola shape. It's just 2 bottles, 2.5.
Well, girl, so Miki was trying to heal me up, right? And then she realized she can't do this. It's warm to you. Big up yourself, Miki.
Yeah. You guys did. You still did well. I mean, you did try. And yeah, your efforts were not in vain.
Because today we learned.
Yeah. So guys, on that pleasant note, we gotta wrap this segment up. It's only Thursday. The weekend is upon us though. But yeah, stay tuned. We will be back tomorrow with more on Breakfast with RGI.
Radio Guyana, streaming live on RGI89FM.com. More music, more memories.